swashbuckling batsman Harmanpreet Kaur has said that getting the Arjuna Award is a dream for any sports person. Thanking the Government of India for giving her the prestigious award, Kaur suggested that this would motivate her to work harder.
मेरे लिए बहुत बड़ा moment है ये, मैं ये moment through all the life अपने याद रखने वाली हूँ और अच्छा लग रहा है कि मुझे गवर्नमेंट ने और बीसीसीआई ने अर्जुन अवार्ड के लिए नॉमिनेट करा और अभी मुझे वो अवार्ड मिल रहा है.
India's most decorated Paralympian, Devendra Jhajharia, has said that his Khel Ratna would inspire a lot of athletes to do well for the country. Jhajharia has won gold at the 2004 and 2016 Paralympics.
बहुत अच्छी शुरुआत हुई है और इस शुरुआत में मैं मानता हूँ आने वाले जो टाइम है उसमें जो हमारे जितने भी प्लेयर हैं चाहे एवल बॉडीज का हो चाहे पैरा स्पोर्ट्स में हो उनको एक इस अवार्ड से प्रेरणा मिलेगी.
National Chief Selector MSK Prasad has revealed that MS Dhoni is one of the most dedicated players in the game. Recalling one of the past incidents, Prasad revealed that despite suffering a severe back injury just before the match, Dhoni went on to take the field against Pakistan at the Asia Cup. India batsman Cheteshwar Pujara will not be able to collect his Arjuna Award at the ceremony due to his county cricket commitment in England. Pujara and Harmanpreet Kaur are the only cricketers among 17 athletes who've been chosen for the honour. Saina Nehwal's coach Vimal Kumar has said that lack of adequate time to recover after a late night match has affected Saina's performance in the semi-final World Championship. Kumar has now called for perfect scheduling of matches in big tournaments like World Championship and Olympics. Defending bronze medalist and fifth seed Shiva Thapa has forced out of the World Boxing Championship owing to food poisoning and high fever. Thapa was among the best medal hopes for India. Boxer Gaurav Bidhuri upstaged his more fancied rival, Mykola Batsenko of Ukraine, in the 56kg category pre-quarters. Gaurav will face Tunisia's Bilal Mahmoudi in his next contest. India's Amit Pangal also entered the quarters in 49kg category of World Championship. Spanish giant Barcelona unveiled Ousmane Dembele as the second most expensive player in football history when Barcelona picked him to replace Neymar in a deal which could reach €147 million. The Supreme Court has rejected the plea for e-auction of the Indian Premier League's television rights for the next 5 years. The Supreme Court appointed committee of administrators led by Vinod Rai has recommended a normal auction instead of e-auctions. After delivering a stupendous bowling performance in the third ODI against Sri Lanka, Indian pacer Jasprit Bumrah has said that it is important to develop new bowling tactics through constant net practices. Indian pacer Jhulan Goswami has revealed that the 1997 Women's World Cup final between Australia and New Zealand inspired her to pursue cricket as a career. Jhulan is currently the leading wicket taker in the women's ODI cricket. Former Sri Lankan captain Arjuna Ranatunga believes that Angelo Matthews was made the scapegoat for the string of poor performances by Sri Lanka. Ranatunga feels that Matthews was one of the best captains and should have stayed as skipper for a long period. South African Test captain Faf du Plessis has indicated that he's ready to lead the country in all three formats of the game. The captaincy job has become vacant after AB de Villiers has stepped down as the ODI skipper. After a heartbreaking loss in the World Championship final against Japan's Nozomi Okuhara in a three-set thriller, PV Sindhu has said that she's happy with her maiden silver at Glasgow despite coming close second. Recently crowned world champion Denmark's Victor Axelsen has said that he has fulfilled a childhood dream by beating the legendary Chinese shuttler Lin Dan. The 23-year-old won in straight games to claim the men's singles title. Vikas Krishnan bows out of World Championship in a strong blow to India's medal hopes. Former bronze medalist and third seed Vikas Krishnan was ousted from the World Boxing Championship by England's Benjamin Whittaker. The teenager defeated Vikas by unanimous verdict. World number one American golfer Dustin Johnson clawed back a five-shot deficit before beating fellow American Jordan Spieth at the first sudden death hole to win the Northern Trust Open.
download the Times News Radio app from Google Play and App Store.